could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions, we'll take your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Scoetinex. I personally endorse this, and I wouldn't if it didn't work, but I know it works, and the doctors and trainers on the show know it works as well. It's called Scoetinex, and it's an odor eliminator, and it will take out urine, feces, vomit, skunk, mold, whatever you have, and you can only get it on their website at Scoetinex.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. I recommend you get it now and keep it in the house. Also, don't forget, Good Pets Foods, they have supplement treats for your dogs. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And join me departing September 30th of this year to go to Italy. So, if you go, I go. And it's on Colette Tours. The number, 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009. Have the destination of your life, Italy. That's what I'm looking forward to. And you can check it out at TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Is it the autumn leaves that change, or the snow that flows from the sky? What is time? Is it the air we breathe, or the wings that teach a newborn bird to fly?
This is Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
It's time, spring ahead, but it's also time to call 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets. So pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number. Why, Lexi, do you look like you want to say something?
This is my first Sunday off in a few months, pretty much, and I'm so excited.
And you're losing an hour of sleep.
Oh my
but
God,
I'm
yeah.
glad I don't have to wake up, because I've had to go to clinical, and I've had to get up at like 5:30, and getting up at 5:30 when it was 4:30 is rough.
Oh,
it
wow.
is so rough. And it's terrible, but I don't have to do it tomorrow, and I'm so excited. And instead, I get to see capybaras.
Yeah. See, that was
carbonaras.
That was a day you should have like slept in and relaxed.
I will sleep in tomorrow. I don't have to be there till 1:30.
Oh, that's not bad. Until the kids come and jump on you.
No, my children sleep in later than I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my daughter especially.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, what's new? How's the pets doing at the house?
I will be done with nursing school on the 21st. That's what's new. I have 2 weeks left, and I've never been so excited in my entire
Ooh,
life to
congratulations.
Be done with something.
I will be turning a year older on the 17th.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks.
On the 17th? Are you having a party?
No.
You should have a party.
What's new with you?
Let's throw a surprise party for John at his house.
Thanks. I bet you're all going to leave and left me to clean up, too, like all my other parties.
We're going to get giant balloons with his age and put them in the front yard.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, okay. Shovels right next so you can bury me, too.
I don't want to
pinch. Wait, what did you ask me? Sorry, I was running with that.
Well, I want to ask you, like, what is, like, to even everybody out there listening, what is the weirdest pet names that you've ever heard?
Like for actual pets or pet names?
Pets.
Okay.
No, my pet name for you, Jasmine. I won't say that on the air.
Strangest pet names. I don't know.
My dog's name is Richard. People thought that was weird.
No, I think that's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know why.
Was he a wiener dog?
No.
Oh.
No. No. Her mom has a wiener.
Mom has a wiener dog. Its name is Rosie.
Okay.
But I think when you give pets names, real names, like people names, I think that's kind of...
I've worked with a dog named Sarah before.
Farrah?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. I thought Farrah. I love Farrah Fawcett when I was young.
Susie, Sarah.
A lot of people have a dog named Lexi. I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah. They're usually German Shepherds, too.
Where
They're usually German Shepherds.
Yeah, I'll tell people. I'll be like, oh, my name's Lexi. And they're like, oh, I have a dog named Lexi. And it's like, perfect.
I had a client name their dog after me.
Jasmine's not a bad dog.
Oh, I had a friend actually name their dog after me, too. He calls the dog Patch.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's different than calling it John.
No, Patch ain't bad.
John.
Thanks. My mom named me after a urinal. I'm so proud.
Let's
or
see.
Or underwear. Long time.
I'm just trying. I don't think.
Oh, thanks.
I think I'm desensitized
like
to like weird names for animals because I've seen a lot of very strange animal names.
My dog's name is Wednesday. People think that that's weird until I really explain to them.
Yeah, because the last name is Adams. I think that's kind of cool.
People don't know that at first, though, and it's like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, my dog's name is Wednesday, and they're like, oh, and they're not even thinking like that
you
at all.
Know.
They're just thinking the day of the week. And then once I'm like, my last name's Adams, they're like, oh, like the Adams family, and it's like, yes.
So what do you think, actually? I mean, I always wondered, I always find it fascinating to think what made you want to actually name your pet that name? Like, why Richard?
Oh, he came with it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got him.
Well, my white cat came with Anastasia. That was her name. So now I made that her middle name, and her first name is Winter. Hmm. So
my dog's name is Zelda, and that's not the original name I wanted to name her. She had, when she was younger, now that she's older, everything is, like, whiting out. But she had a patch around
eye.
Yeah, she had a patch around her eye. So I wanted to name her Cleopatra and call her Patches for short.
Aw, like
but
me.
But my daughter didn't like that.
And Manny, I'm no longer your fan.
She didn't like that, and my ex didn't like that name. So we named her Zelda after the video game. But I've had people, like my older neighbor that lived next door to me for a few years, she was like, oh, are you Russian? No, I didn't name my dog after like my Russian great aunt. She's just Zelda after a video game.
So here's a new one. In the political world, if you were going to vote for an animal in politics, what animal would you put in there?
Wait. In politics to do what?
A dolphin.
Like say mayor or whatever.
A dolphin.
I mean, like what do you think would be a good animal to be? A politician.
An elephant.
A dolphin.
For a politician?
They are smart. A whale, too.
You think politicians are smart? No.
No, that's why I want someone smart.
Well, okay, I could see that road. I would probably go with a hyena.
Hyena? We already have hyenas in there.
Exactly. They're loud, obnoxious.
We already have a lot of cackling hyenas.
And they kill for fun of it.
How would that be? Never mind.
Yeah. No. I know several politicians. you go in one way, but you don't come out that same way.
That's what she said.
All right. 818-818-6401.
Talking Pets Radio after dark.
Yeah.
The sun's down,
you can always tell it's our
guys.
Last hour. 818-818-6401. Did you pick an animal?
What?
She said elephant.
You said elephant?
Yeah.
Okay.
This time next week it'll be
because they're intelligent, they're family oriented, and even when they're older, they still have good common sense.
And they're afraid of mice. 818-818.
You would be too if they ran up your trunk.
6401. No, rats. Not a mouse. Pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
It's time.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-581-7933. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-581-7933. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-581-7933. This advertisement was paid partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Several conservation groups have filed a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management, challenging newly finalized federal plans governing greater sage-grouse habitats across 71 million acres of public land in the 9 western states. The lawsuit argues that Trump administration's December plans weakened key protection establishments in 2015 to prevent the greater sage-grouse from being listed as endangered. Conservationists claim a new rules strip safeguards on millions of acres of prime habitat and open more land to oil and gas drilling, mining, livestock grazing, and other developmental activities. Filed in U.S. District Court in Montana, the suit alleges the plan violent federal law by ignoring scientific evidence showing that industrial development contributes to sage-grouse population declines. The challenges also give states more authority to limit federal protection, even if bird populations or habitats decline significantly. Advocacy groups say the rollback removes protections from 11 million acres of priority habitats, weakens buffer zones around mating grounds known as leeks, eliminates habitat migration requirements for developers, and reduces safeguards designed to detect population declines early. Scientists have warned that many sage-grouse breeding sites face a 50% chance of disappearing over the next several decades if current conditions persist. Conservationists argue the new plans will further accelerate habitat loss for the iconic western bird and other wildlife that depend on sagebrush ecosystems. This marks the second legal challenge to Trump-era sage-grouse policy changes following a 2019 rollback that was later ruled illegal by a federal judge. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets. I'm Lexi Adams.
Blind, I can't seem to tell me what I need to get right. Your eyes, they can't seem to understand what I've realized. This isn't just a dream stuck on a bed, repeat, fighting the air to breathe. You can't touch me now.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So, by the way, Leva, if you're still there, Sydney says call. She would never ignore you. Just wanted to let you know, Leva. We want to hear from you guys, so that means pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what creature this is that makes this sound, you can win a prize. And on this one, I'm going to give a bottle of SCOE 10X away, the ultimate odor eliminator. If you've won it before in your household, you can't win again. But if you haven't won it, and we know, then you can go with the SCOE 10X. The odor eliminator, definitely want it. I've used it many times. And Darla said, by the way, on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, no G in the talkin', it's good to put in your shoes. So, and it is. I put it down my garbage disposal. Anyway, so if you can name this creature, you're going to get a bottle of SCOE 10X. So, this is it. I've heard that.
Yeah, when you pet Shadow. When you scratch Shadow's butt.
Yeah, really. It's not Shadow. It's not my cat. So what creature makes that noise? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Wow. Okay. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401 if you can name what creature makes that sound. I'm going to try not to say the creature, but I'm going to tell you a story. So, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm sleeping. I hear a tap. What I thought woke me up, it was a tap on my window.
Hmm?
And it was like tap, tap, tap. And I'm like, I got a security thing around my house. And it was like, what is that? And then my light went on. my security lights went on. And I'm like, all right, that got me out of bed. Then the next thing I know, all my chickens are going insane. Like literally flapping all around the pen inside and screaming. And I'm like, what is it? And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm looking out through the window, see if I see anything moving. And there it is.
No.
This thing, I'm not going to say what it was because it's the answer to the animal sound. But this thing, big, came up to the chicken coop. And I'm not kidding, not even exaggerating. Had its paws on the lock of the coop. And had it on the lock, as if it was trying to open the lock. And that was it. That was it. I ran out. I'm out there in my shorts and a flashlight. And this thing looked at me and ran so fast. But I just found out that they can remember a solution to tasks for up to 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So if it's what I'm thinking that it is that you're saying, you need to be very careful because in Hernando County, which is a county in Florida, there is a rabies outbreak.
Yeah.
It's like a big thing right now. So.
And you do got to be careful no matter where you are in the country listening that rabies is you definitely don't want it. And there's been a rise in rabies across the country. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful on that. But now that you localized it, I do want to say that my movie that I was in, Velvet Hammer, that we saw the screening of, I don't know, when was that? Last year?
It was last year.
And, well, now it's out at the local theater, West Shore Theater. Anybody listening in Tampa Bay, go see it. It's at 9 o'clock tonight, please, Eastern Time. Just want to put that little plug out there. But if you know what creature this is, what is it? 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Pennsylvania, my home state where I grew up, and Darla. Hey, Darla, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. Nice to hear from you. All is well?
Pretty well.
No. Yeah.
I think it's a raccoon. I think it's a raccoon.
Good job, Darla.
Congratulations. So what made you think that it was a raccoon?
I was being out at night. I mean, it just sounded like a raccoon.
You know, that's a good point, because like Lexi said about rabies with raccoons, if you see them out during the day, I would walk away, because they're nocturnal creatures.
Yes, they are.
And if they're out during the day, there's a good chance they could have rabies. What do you want to go with that you haven't won before, Darla? Oh, you're getting a SCOE 10X. Right, I said I was giving that away. Did you get SCOE 10X before?
I got it in the past when I lived at home, but I got living in a nursing home now. I can't use it, so...
No, they won't deliver there, or they won't get it there.
No.
All right, do you want to pass it on?
Yeah.
Or I can send you a book, Animal Fairy Tales, Touch of Love.
That'll be good. Okay, I'll take the book.
You got the book coming out to you. Hold on, Darla. We'll get your address there, and we'll send that out to you. And it was a raccoon. This is Talking Pets. On that note, I still want to give a bottle of SCOE 10X away. So whoever calls in and Sydney answers that line, you get a bottle of SCOE 10X. Compliments of Darla and the show Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
I'm Ron Seggi, inviting you to join me Saturday night, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio. My guest this week, country music legend Tim McGraw. From CBS News, Leslie Stahl. Actor James Wilder. From the group Yes, Rick Wakeman. With a book about fear of flying, Captain Ron Nielsen. Comedian Jeff Allen. The star of the TV show Renegade Repos, Ken Gage. Saturday nights, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X.
the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued emergency use authorization, EUAs, allowing the use of NexGard, a foxolaner chewables for treating New World screwworms, NWS infestations in dogs and puppies, and NexGard combo. Now that is a solution that's used in cats and kittens. The authorizations permit veterinarians to dispense these products during the public health emergency period. NWS is a parasitic fly whose larvae can cause severe tissue damage when they infest open wounds. Although the parasite is not currently present in the United States, recent cases have been confirmed in livestock in northern Mexico, prompting federal preparedness efforts. Preparedness isn't optional when it comes to emerging animal health threats, says Daniel Watkins, head of U.S. Pet of Boehringer Ingelheim, in a statement. Readiness matters. These authorizations ensure veterinarians have access to treatment options the moment they are needed. We appreciate FDA's leadership in strengthening U.S. preparedness and helping protect the animals who rely on us. Steve Masmith, Executive Director, Pet Veterinary Technical Services, noted that screwworm infestations can escalate quickly, and treatment delays put animals at real risk. He emphasized the importance of having authorized treatment options available and maintaining a routine flea and tick control. Both products are authorized to be dispensed only by or on the order of a licensed vet. Remember, screwworms, if you want maggots coming out of a wound, you definitely want to get your pet treated. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Around the world are transforming the way visitors experience wildlife. Several major projects opening in 2026 will feature larger, more natural habitats designed to better replicate the environments animals experience in the world, in the wild. These immersive exhibits allow animals more space to roam and provide enrichment that encourages natural behaviors. Visitors, meanwhile, can learn about wildlife conservation while experiencing animals in settings that look and feel closer to their natural homes. Zoo officials say these projects are part of a growing movement in modern animal care that focuses on both animal welfare and public education. By combining conservation
research, and immersive exhibits, zoos hope to inspire the next generation of wildlife protectors. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Come on, get on up. We're wild and we can't be tamed. And we're turning the floor into a zoo.
Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
You saw this movie, right?
Yeah, it was so cute.
You really liked it.
I loved Zootopia?
It. Zootopia? Two. It's the second one.
I didn't see either.
You know, I didn't...
They're so cute.
I have it on my TV, and I fell asleep. I was tired. I mean, I literally fell asleep in the first, 10 minutes, only because I was exhausted. But I do want to watch it, because I love the first one.
It's right there with it.
Really?
You never know with the second one or whatever, but they're doing a good job at, maintaining what it is.
I just hope that...
But I like the people. I like the dude that plays Nick Wilde, the fox, and I like the person that plays Judy Hopps. I think they're both good in other things as well, so they're doing well in this.
I just hope the theaters keep going, because there's all this talk going around that, movie theaters may become extinct one day, and then now they're trying to make it that you have to pay for your seat. Based on where it is in the theater separately. So if you have a really good seat, it's going to be more expensive than the other seats. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, assigned seats.
I don't know why. I guess they're trying to make money or something.
But the fun part of going to the movies is picking where you're going to sit.
Right.
Yeah.
But now you get to pick it on the screen. You do get to pick where you sit.
Yeah, but they want to put a price on it.
Yeah, because most of the seats now recline and are super nice and comfy, cozy.
Yeah, but I still don't,
You put a price on a seat when you buy a ticket anyway. That's your price of the seat.
But you got to remember, though, that movie theaters only make about 1% of what... They don't make any money off the movies. They make it off of their popcorn, their sodas. That's the only... when movies are in theaters, the theaters don't make any money on it.
Yeah.
They make their money on the refreshment stand. That's how they survive, movie theaters.
I go to
the movie company, for the movie, they got to pay all the actors and everything else, and that's why they're trying to... So maybe with the seat thing, maybe that actually is going, to maybe the theaters, and that's how they're trying to increase their takes. Maybe less people are buying popcorn and soda.
And it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
We have a nice little local theater. It's Cinema 6. Shout out to my Cinema 6. It's great. There's 6 theaters. They have gotten it really updated, and now they even have an arcade that has a taps, which is super cool. Alcohol and tap. All different kinds of alcohol. It's so neat. And you get a card.
I'll give them my money, but not for food.
Okay, so
yeah, it's a cute little local thing.
I went to one of those movies one time years ago when it opened up, when they started doing you can drink alcohol at a movie. Mm-hmm. So my friend and I went and probably had 3 drinks each. When you sit there for a 2-hour movie and just drink and you don't get up at all. Because I didn't get up. He got the drinks and everything.
By the time you stood up.
I stood up. I went down.
Oh,
I was I was drunk. I mean, I guess you don't realize it when you're just sitting in the same spot that it affects you as bad as it does.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that one. But here's a trivia question for you. And if you can get this right, we're going to send out to you, I'll give you your choice, a bottle of SCOE 10X, as long as you've never won it before. You can go with the odor eliminator, or you can go with Good Pets Foods treats for your dogs. And these are treat supplements, and we're sending you the Hip and Joint, the Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamin to try. And if you can answer this trivia question, what is the only mammal capable of true flight? Now, remember, it's a mammal, and it's capable of true flight. So it's a mammal that flies. What is it? Yeah, that's my cat. That's Summer.
I was like, what is that noise? It sounds like somebody's kind of like whispering in my ear.
I heard it before, and I looked over, and it's. I kind of knew she had to be there. You know, she's sitting on her cat tree, and she snores.
She needs a little kitty CPAP.
Yeah, she snores really loud.
Super loud.
That's the question. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? It's kind of easy when you think about
it. A penguin.
So what is it? And we'll send you a choice, SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator or the Good Pets Foods Multivitamins and All Hip and Joint Plus for your dog's treat supplements. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? If you know that answer, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401.
Rabbit rescue expanding to meet growing demand. Reporting for Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer. A Connecticut rabbit rescue is expanding its facility as demand for help continues to grow. Every Bunny Counts Rabbit Rescue plans to double the size of its shelter from 2,500 to 25,000 square feet. The expansion will include a nursery, medical isolation areas, emergency intake space, and even a hydroponic herb garden to help feed the rabbits. The organization currently cares for nearly 70 rabbits and has received more than 300 surrender requests this year alone. Rescue leaders say many rabbits are surrendered after holidays like Easter when families realize the commitment required to care for them properly. The new facility will allow the organization to help more rabbits find safe homes while also educating the public about responsible pet ownership. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
You know, that's another thing with rabbits. They are in that circle of pets. I mean, a lot of people have them. I mean, our good friend of the show, Bob Barker from The Price is Right, had rabbits. He loved them. And he let them roam all around his house. And they were litter box trained, and you can train a rabbit to use the litter box.
I know, you know, I had rabbits.
My dad.
And they, well, I had, you know, not anymore. But I litter box trained them, and they could roam around my house and everything. I would give them baths. And
the only thing you got to be careful with the rabbit, though, is they like to chew. So they,
well, yeah, you have to, you know,
like wires and stuff.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you keep.
Did you ever see that movie, Christmas Vacation or whatever? When the rabbit was,
that was
it was a cat. The cat chewed through the Christmas wires
and died.
Yeah, underneath the chair.
Yeah,
it was just a big burn mark of a cat.
One of the rabbits that all of them were rescues because people do get rabbits and don't consider the commitment. They're like having a dog. They need attention. They need interaction. They're social creatures.
That's the same thing with birds, with parrots. They have to be 90% of your time has to be with them.
One of the rabbits that I rescued, her name was Angel, and she was not an angel. She was dumped at my job, and they were like, hey, Jasmine already has a rabbit. You should take it home.
You know that Lucifer used to be an angel, too.
Yeah. Well, Angel, she had, like, crazy eyes. She had, like, her eyes were not, like...
Demon bunny?
Yeah.
I said she was a demon bunny.
They were kooky. And then she had this crazy little afro, and she knew how to break out of a cage. So we would open the door to my daughter's room, and you'd hear her scurrying because she was, like, in the closet. So she destroyed, like, a bunch of my daughter's shoes, books.
Well, the thing is, too, you can't keep a rabbit outside in the cold because even though they're an outside animal,
these are domestic
they burrow.
Bunnies. No, but these are domestic bunnies. They're not meant to live outside.
Right. And that's any kind of rabbit, though, too. Even wild rabbits, you need to have some kind of a bedding and something to keep them warm because they will freeze because they're used to going down into their burrows, and that's how they survive. So up north, you know, listening to us up there, and big shout-out to John, by the way, WEEU in Philadelphia, Reading. Hi, Guy. Thanks for coming on to the show. And I do want to say before we go out to the break, trivia question still out there. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? Think night. Flight night. Think this is a mammal that comes out at night. True flight. What is it? 818-818-6401. That's the trivia question. Congratulations to Catherine out there in San Diego, California. She got the pay it forward, so you're going to love the SCOE 10X. And and the trivia question's out there. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? They come out at night. What is it? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Come on, keep it up. It's fun if you're down to play. And we're turning the floor into a zoo.
dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debts may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Authorities in New Jersey shut down one of the nation's largest alleged dogfighting operations in Cumberland County, rescuing more than 100 dogs during raids at three locations. The investigation led to the arrest of eight people, including the alleged leader, Bruce Lowe Jr., who authorities say ran the operation from a compound connected to his kennel business. Officials say that the ring showed many hallmarks of organized crime, including money laundering, racketeering, and illegal gambling tied to a brutal dogfight. Investigators discovered two dead dogs in a fighting pit and dozens of injured animals with severe scarring and wounds. One rescued dog was missing a leg. The suspects face numerous charges, including racketeering, conspiracy, money laundering, and multiple dogfighting and animal cruelty offenses. Authorities say businesses connected to the operation, including a kennel and a construction company, are also facing charges. The rescued dogs have been moved to a secure, undisclosed location where they are receiving veterinary care and rehabilitation while the case moves forward in court. For more information, visit animalvictory.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news like this and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
The man behind the curtain and the money that he took. Put them all in prison on an island far away. Give us hope and trust we can have a better day. Lock them up. Lock them up. Lock them up.
Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Lexi Adam.
Give us a call, 818-818-6401. The trivia is still out there. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? I said they come out at night. Think Dracula.
Drink Dracula.
Well, you know, drink blood. think Dracula. 818-818-6401. You got a choice of SCOE 10X if you haven't won it before. Or, that's the odor eliminator, of course. Or you can go with Good Pets Foods, the Hip and Joint Plus, the Daily Probiotic, and the Multivitamin Treat Supplements for your dogs. 818-818-6401. So Matt wanted to know, Talkin' Pets Radio World, need an assist. We, the organization work for, is creating a mascot, a dog, who has a creative idea, a pun, a tagline, something that reflects a culture and program for adults with disabilities. Help us out. Be part of the helping me name or new mascot to be named for our Harmony Walk on March 29th. So we were sitting here during the break kind of trying to think to answer this thing. And Lexi came up, I think, with
Harmony.
Harmony. Harmony. I would go with Harmony. Yeah. I think that's the best one. We couldn't think of anything else. Because of Harmony Walk.
Yeah. It's a good name for a dog.
And the dog's mascot's name is Harmony.
It's for, he said, an idea?
Yes. Or a tag. Harmony makes the world go round.
Harmony makes the world go round, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone needs harmony in their life. A pet, as well as, you know.
If you could change it
What about Sunny? His idea is bright. Bright idea.
That's not bad. I like Harmony, though. I'd stick with that one. But,
Harmony is good. Sunny. Sunshine.
So, that trivia question is out there. And the Bahamas?
Huh?
Where's Ruckus at?
Oh, the Bahamas.
So, Ruckus is in the Bahamas, and he said, of course, it's bats. And, of course, he's right.
So, I told you Ruckus was going to know that.
And on behalf of
it
Ruckus.
It is pouring so hard.
Oh, my
umbrella's in the car.
Oh, is that what that is?
I better not be getting through my crack, I swear. I swear.
On behalf of Ruckus, we're going to send the next person who calls, and Sydney will just answer a line. So just tell her you want the bottle of SCOE 10X odor eliminator, or you want the treats for the dogs from Good Pets Foods. So, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, call now, and either one of those is yours. Just pick, and we'll send it out to you. And thanks, Ruckus. You just won somebody something. So,
if it's getting through my windshield crack right now, I swear I'm going to cry all the way home.
Oh, my God, it's raining. You swear you guys are the Wicked Witch of the West, and you're going to melt.
My car has a crack in its windshield.
Listen, my windshield wipers need to be replaced, and I didn't realize until, the rubber was falling. The rubber's falling off. So it's not swiping.
I have night vision blindness. Thank you very much, John. It's very hard for me to see at night, especially when it's rain.
You're already home.
There's somebody out there with a chainsaw to your window right now. So John, it's definitely going to get water in
it. We're just going to stay the night here, and we'll have a party.
Feel free. You can stay. 818-818-6401. That is the number, 818-818-6401. So call, and Sydney's just going to pick up a line, and you're going to get either SCOE 10X odor eliminator, or you're going to get the treats from Good Pets Foods. That story that I read to the gangster song, really sad that people are still doing that, dog fighting.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You know, I had heard, and I see a lot of stories come across my desk and everything, and they've been using, certain groups have been using cats now. And they throw a cat in there for the dogs to go after to teach them how to fight.
That's awful. I don't really care to know any details about it because it's very disturbing to me.
It is disturbing.
Yeah.
But I mean, unless you say something about it, then you're never going to bring it to light.
No, people know. Because, I mean, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate. I worked with a lot of dogs that were, you know, in that situation and need help, but.
Matt said Harmony could be a maybe.
Yeah, that's right. My name is Lexi Adams. You can put that on your little pamphlet that I can.
She's
pledging her car.
She's got the rights to Harmony.
She needs that tax receipt.
Yes, please.
Hey, we say goodbye for now, and spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Lexi Adams.
Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.